Coming to you from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios, you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WBQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM. WBQC LP, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. WBQC LP does not endorse any political campaign or candidates. The opinions expressed on Hemp Rock Radio do not reflect the views of WBQC LP, Media Bridges, its staff, or Board of Trustees. The opinions expressed reflect the views of Hemp Rock and our guests. Thanks for listening. Welcome, Hemp Rockers, to Radio Free Queen City and the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the happy Hemptress and joint hosts, the Burn Man and the Dope Boy Pot and Hash, featuring the Pottsbury Bakery and Hemp Rock Cafe on WBQC LP 95.7 FM, the voice of the Queen City.
WBQC.7 is online at WVQC.org. Hemp Rock is at HempRock.com, and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line is at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP.
To talk to us during the show, call 513-564-9600. That's 513-564-9600.
And now, here's Hemp Rock Radio with all things hemp, marijuana, the drug war, and more, including guests, music, news, food, and lots of fun here on 95.7 FM WVQC LP, low power to the people.
We are the Drug Policy Alliance. We envision new drug policies grounded in science, compassion, health, and human rights.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because it fosters debate on drug policy.
Because the war on drugs represents an extraordinary violation of human rights.
Because whether you use drugs or not, you deserve to be treated with respect, kindness, and dignity.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I'm a scientist.
Because the United States has the highest incarceration rate in the world.
We believe the war on drugs is really a war on people.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I want my children to receive honest drug education.
Because it's time to step out of our comfort zone and begin to tell the truth about drugs and our failed drug policies.
Because the war on drugs is a war on people of color.
The Drug Policy Alliance promotes harm reduction.
Because the drug problem is a health problem, not a criminal problem.
We promote new solutions to reduce the harms of both drug use and drug prohibition.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I believe in the right to sovereignty over one's own mind and body.
Because so many people are incarcerated.
I know. I spent 12 years in prison because of a first-time nonviolent drug offense.
Because I believe in personal freedom and personal choice.
Because the drug war
isn't that the war on drugs, it's
the war on people. I'm Tony Papa.
I'm George Soros.
I'm Sting, and I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I'm Larice Harvey.
I am Dr. Matilda Krim.
I'm Elizabeth Sarnoff.
I'm Montel Williams, and I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
And I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
We are the Drug Policy Alliance. Online at drugpolicy.org. Please join us.
I can see they're building castles from the mountains far and wide. And I know they see me watching when I'm soaring in the sky. When I sail into the mystic on a ship this far and wide, never knowing when we get there.
which I don't believe. And they're telling me that I have got to change. When the pursuit of this life may seem so trivial, feel like a dog in heat.
Hi, I'm Psycho D, bass player from the Ohms, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WVQC.org, Cincinnati's 95.7 FM.
That's right, it is 95.7 FM here at WVQC.org. And you are, of course, listening to Hemp Rock Radio, like Psycho D said. I'm the Happy Hemptress. I'm rolling up the pot by myself today, but I'm going to smoke it with my guest in the studio. Of course, that is Susan. She is in the studio today. She is not only with the Teapot Party here with us locally, she does a bunch of other stuff, and we'll be talking about that here in just a little bit. But I do want to give a shout out, of course, to our guest that will be on right at the beginning of the show tomorrow. Of course, they also had the opening song. It is, of course, the Ohms local band, the Ohms, with the song Rosemary Tea off of their really cool CD. And if you don't know who they are, you should, because they have a really, really cool event this weekend called Homestead. And it's up in the Oxford, Ohio area, College Corner at Camp America. And you can, of course, go to homestead.com to find all the information out. But so we're going to have Elementary Dave, the singer of the band, is going to be on the phone with us tomorrow. So check that out. I'll be telling you all about the event this weekend. It's 3 days, actually. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Big, great fest. Kind of like a hemp fest, but not. It's just kind of a hippie fest. But again, the song was Rosemary Tea. And I've got a lot of things to get to, of course, today. We also, tomorrow, let me remind you, or remind myself to remind you, that we're going to have on Ed Fortune, a.k.a. NJWeedMan.com. He's got a case this Friday in California with a judge on whether or not he gets to call himself for real NJWeedMan.com. So we'll keep you up on that. Of course, he'll be on the show tomorrow as well from California. But we got a lot of other things that we're going to do today. As I said, I have a wonderful guest in the studio today, and it is Susan. I met her through the local Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky Teapot Party, as you know. That was started by Willie Nelson, and a bunch of us got together around the country and did our own chapters, and we started this one here, and she's our secretary and roving activist around the state. Susan, thanks for coming in today.
Oh, thank you for letting me come in.
Oh, letting you. You're welcome to come down anytime you want.
Thank you.
Anytime you want. I need somebody that can sit in here and read. Take my eyes off the stuff sometimes. And but now I want to talk about some of the things that you've done, but let's first go to the big thing that happened this past weekend. Actually, two really cool things happened mm-hmm. this past weekend. Of course, there was the big Seattle Hemp Fest. Everybody I know went, but I mm-hmm. didn't go. I'm a broke activist. I got to stay home. So for those of us like you and myself that can't go to Seattle for the big one, we stayed home. Well, I didn't. I stayed home. You didn't stay home. You got to go somewhere.
Yes, I went up to Columbus to the Bring Back Awesome to Ohio event. And the
Bring Back Awesome?
Mm-hmm.
We need some awesome.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
And the headline band was Grand Funk Railroad.
Grand Funk?
Yeah, and we did public education up there all day about legalizing cannabis, and we also gathered signatures for the OMCA ballot.
Wonderful. That is so cool, Grand Funk Railroad. So now... Yeah. What was their big song? I'm trying to remember. I know they did the remake of the one. I guess that, you know, I'm old, but I'm I must have had fun because I don't remember the 70s very well.
I don't remember them either. So.
I guess I had fun. But, well, that's really cool. So you were out there with the group that Teresa Daniello is with.
Yes.
That we had on here. Matter mm-hmm. of fact, that's what I did all weekend. I finished editing about 8 shows that I was behind on, and they are now all up at weedradionetwork.com archives. So you can check a bunch of them out. Including the one about the OMCA. Did I say that right?
Yes.
I did. Okay. Too many acronyms, too many letters. They all float around in my head and bounce off of each other. So, okay, this is, of course, the Ohio Medical Cannabis Act.
Correct.
That they are shooting to get enough signatures to get on the 2012 ballot. So what are they, what's the process? I mean, we're in the process of, you know, how many signatures do they think they have so far?
I haven't got a count on how many signatures.
Okay.
I'm hoping that we go to the, or they, I'm not part of the OMCA, just volunteer for them.
Yeah.
But I hope that they go to the OAG within a couple of weeks.
The Attorney General,
yes.
Of course, the Ohio Attorney General. Well, the main thing is to try to make sure that you got all your ducks in a row, all your periods where they're supposed to be.
Definitely.
The number's correct. As you know, we had Tanya Davis on from another initiative that a group of people are putting together, and they didn't know the technicality of the number on the back had to be correct or mm-hmm. something. A couple of them were messed up or something. And you can go to WED Radio Network and check out the show with Tanya and hear the full story on that. And it got denied the first time, so they're in the process as well as getting the other
correct.
Signatures. So, you know,
actually, they were up there also.
Were they?
Yes.
Fantastic. Well, you know, I say it all the time. I support anything that moves this movement forward. Since it is a movement, we don't want to go backwards.
Definitely not.
And even if it's little steps or big steps, you know, first of all, if we take big steps, it'll probably go back. You know how it goes. The human race has this perpetual 2 steps forward, 1 step back. Sometimes it's 1 step forward, 2 steps back.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, I think politically, we've gone 4 steps back.
Definitely.
And, you know, we can blame some of it on Obama and blame the rest on Congress because,
yes.
The fake Republican Tea Partiers, or I should say it the other way, the fake Tea Parter, not teapot, my brain's going to go teapot, the fake Tea Partier Republicans, I like to call them the repubes, but you didn't hear that on WVQC. Now, so let's lead out to what was going on because it's kind of an Ohio connection out in Seattle. I also hope to get Osh, who was on last week talking about it as he was heading out to Seattle. He goes every year and volunteers and then gives us a report the week, you know, after the weekend. So I hope to have him on and get the full scope, not just the little stories that are coming out, you know, the different reporters stuff, but, you know, all the different things that I've read. It was a great time. About 300,000 people showed up over the first time having 3 days. So that's, is that 100,000 a day or is that 300,000 every day?
And were
they all
300,000
every day
over the 3 days?
Really?
Yeah.
See, I would think that, well, maybe the place isn't big enough to hold 300,000. You know, we get about 500,000 on the river for the fireworks, which is coming up real soon, between both sides of the river.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes up an awful lot of space, so.
Yeah.
Plus the river in the middle. But this comes from Seattle Times, so I like to read what they say, the regular media, to show that at least they're covering it there. You know, we had our Hemp Fest here. They didn't cover it. Sometimes they do. We have to give credit to Channel 19, and a couple of them over the years have covered it. But usually they go, oh, that's just those potheads having a rally again. We've seen them before. So we got to do something really big to get their attention here. They get really big, so they get the attention of the Seattle Times. But this is the Ohio connection. Kucinich joins local pro-pot polls at Seattle Hemp Fest. So we had representation there beyond Tanya and numerous other folks from Ohio. I believe Teresa Daniello went. Did she get to speak?
Yes. I'm not sure if she got to speak. I haven't talked to her since she left. So
okay. Well, we'll try to get that story from her. But I know that she had gone. So this is Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich was back in Seattle Saturday taking the stage at Seattle's HempFest, where he gave an impassioned speech comparing marijuana legalization efforts to the civil rights movement and the Arab Spring. It was just the latest in a steady schedule of local public appearances for Kucinich, who, despite a buzz-off message from state Democratic Party leaders, is continuing to explore whether to run for a congressional seat here in 2012. His longtime West Cleveland district is in jeopardy due to redistricting. Great. Imagine, why did they do that?
I wouldn't have a clue.
Can't imagine why they would redistrict and make it so Kucinich can't get back in. Yeah, that's those repubes working the stuff while they're in office to screw everybody else around. Kucinich on Saturday gave no more clues to his 2012 plans, but his future should become clear in a few weeks when Ohio's new congressional district maps emerge. That will determine whether he can run again there or try to find a new home. It's amazing how everybody from here wants to go out west. You know, I don't understand why, you know, I get the old concept of go west, young man, but, you know, everybody doesn't have to go there. We can fix it here, right? Isn't that really what it's about, is fixing it and working locally where you are?
Yes, that's what I'm all about.
Exactly. So let's hope that Kucinich doesn't get forced into going west. We want to keep him here, because if we lose him, we've got nobody left at all. We've got maybe, Todd Portune, our county commissioner, supports us. Mm-hmm. Wonderful man. And former councilman Tyrone Yates. He is a senator or a congressman now. I can't remember. He supports us. So we do know that Tyrone Yates and Todd Portune support us, who are still in offices in Ohio. Much more than that, outside of, well, let me rephrase that. We have Kenny Yuko and a few of the other guys that are in the upper.
But this is Yuko's last term.
Guess I'll have to run for a better office.
Yep.
In our state, I hope.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Maybe federal office.
Yeah. Well, now that would work. I would love to see Todd Portune get out of this area, because he gets kicked to the side anyway. Yeah. People don't do what he wants. You know, he gets voted down. That's why we have this eyesore football stadium on the river. Okay, don't get me started on that, but he was opposed to that and wanted to do the banks, and now they're doing the banks. Imagine that. Yeah. What a great idea. I wonder where they heard that from. Yeah, local politics sucks. Just saw an article, I forget who wrote it, about the local politics and how it is the pettiest political city that the person's ever been in. I can't remember who wrote the article. I forget. But anyway, so during his speech, Kucinich told the Blist, I love the way these guys describe the crowds at HempFest. Instead of just saying the calm crowd, the nonviolent crowd, or whatever, told the Blist out, that's a new one. Have you ever been Blist out?
I don't think so. Not in a long time.
I was going to say, you probably haven't been Blist in a long time. No. Blessed?
Yes.
Blist, maybe not. No. The Blist out crowd at Myrtle Edwards Park, they could transform America through a shared awareness and activism. Open America, show yourself, mass action. This is why and how recent movements for freedom in Tunisia and Egypt gained momentum, Kucinich said, to warm, if not overwhelming, applause. This is how Gandhi's march to the sea cast off the British Empire. This is how America's suffragettes gained for women the right to vote. This is how Dr. Martin Luther King's march on Washington became a pivotal moment in the history of the civil rights movement. Kucinich didn't stop at hemp. He also exhorted the crowd to demand gay rights, universal health care, and end to U.S. military action in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Libya. Of course, Kucinich wasn't the only pro-legalization politician to take the HempFest stage. Also speaking were Seattle Mayor Mike McGinn, City Attorney Pete Holmes, City Councilman Nick Licata, and State Rep Mary Lou Dickerson, a Democrat out of Seattle. So did State Rep Roger Goodman, a Democrat out of Kirkland, who might wind up competing with Kucinich in 2012. That's not the kind of competition I want to see, folks. Goodman has filed to run for the first congressional district seat being vacated by Jay Inslee, who is running for governor. That's one of two open seats Kucinich is thought to be eyeing in Washington. The state's new 10th district is the other. Goodman is an attorney who has long championed marijuana legalization. His reputation is so strong in the pro-legalization community that one fellow HempFest speaker said Kucinich would be wrong to run against him. He, Kucinich, can do anything he wants, and this movement will be 100% behind him, except run against Roger Goodman, said Don E. Wirtschafter, a longtime HempFest activist from Ohio. He said that in an interview. Now, I know Donnie very well. I know he is part of the group that is backing or part of the support network for the OMCA.
Yes.
And he is also known as the Ohio Hempery, which is not in Ohio anymore, and it's kind of merged into a different company. But he was the lead guy in Ohio and in this country to start importing hemp back in about 1989, 1990, and started the Ohio Hempery. They made a great hemp salve, things like that, mm-hmm. and much other things. And great work. He moved on to do part of the research and backing with Sativex. Mm-hmm. With GW Pharmaceuticals. He is also on the board of Drug Sense and Drug Policy Central. If you go to Hemp Rock, you'll find a link to them. They are a support network for our movement and support people like ourselves here at Hemp Rock with web designs or websites supported by their organization. So they're a great, great organization. He is also, through family, connected to Progressive Insurance, which is why Peter Lewis, founder and executive director, maybe not executive director anymore, but founding director and probably still owns it, you know, his chunk, his personal chunk of Progressive Insurance, which is not only why Progressive supports our movement, but he as well supports our movement. And I know that he's at the moment deciding which or if any of the medical bills here in Ohio he will back. You know, he's backed a lot of initiatives in other states, but this is the first time he'll be coming back home to Ohio to help. Mm-hmm. So, again, back to Ohio. You know, this is the Ohio connection to the Seattle Hemp Fest. They, of course, they're connected around the world. People come in from around the world to go to Seattle.
Yes.
They have not only the great politicians that support our movement, but guys like Rick Steves, the mm-hmm. one of the travel guys that's on PBS, Rick Steves Travel, whatever the show is, and he goes all around the world. So imagine why... or rather, I can't imagine, you know, sarcastically, why he would think that marijuana should be legal after he's traveled around the world to see what's going on, like in Portugal, mm-hmm. where it's decriminalized, Amsterdam, where it's the idiot, you might as well call them, their repubes are trying yeah. to screw everything up for everybody. What better way to kill their tourism but to shut the pot shops down?
It will.
Holland, people go, tulips? I got tulips in my yard. I don't want to go see theirs.
My son's been there several times, and... he was planning on going on a trip next year, and he goes, I'm canceling it because yeah. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, yeah. And he should call their politicians and let them know.
Oh, he has.
Good, good.
My son's a big activist also.
One, I imagine that. I wonder why. So now we've got a few minutes before I'm going to roll the next clip. So let's get back to here in the studio with Susan, my very, very special guest, because we met recently. We don't even know each other a year. So this is one of the questions I like to ask everybody. What brought you to our movement? What's your background story?
Well, when I was a teenager, before I got married, I used cannabis recreationally. And there was nothing wrong with it, and I wasn't addicted to it. There were no challenges with it. Much better than alcohol.
Yeah.
When I had my children and I got married, I married somebody in the military, so I stopped using cannabis for 29 years. When my son was in high school, he used it. I knew. I didn't care. I'd rather go out and get stoned than be drunk somewhere.
Me too. Me too.
And then when... he went into high school, I decided that I needed to start working for the movement. And then I did little things here and there, nothing big. But then I moved to Ohio in 2000, and then I became disabled. And
tell us about your disability.
What
does that consist of?
I have a medical condition called RSD, reflex sympathetic dystrophy. Basically, in a nutshell, your flight or fight instinct, mine's always on.
That's stressful.
Very stressful. My adrenaline's pumping 24/7.
Yeah. Got to do something to calm down.
Yeah. And it causes severe burning. I mean, I burnt my thumb last night.
Didn't feel it.
I didn't feel it because the pain was already there and the burning was already there. I even burnt my nail.
You know, Susan, I know numerous people that have RSD, right?
Yes.
I always want to get the letters reversed. And I've never heard it quite explained the way you explained it. I know that it usually stems from some sort of an injury that mm-hmm. then, if the injury is not taken care of correctly, that
or it can... even if it is taken care of correctly.
Okay. So what it can do is sometimes some people have a nerve reaction to where it causes pain to go throughout the nervous system.
Yes.
So you can have pain anywhere. So what's actually making the pain is that it's keeping that fear flight chemical
yes.
on. Now, you know, that's the...
my little switch
yeah,
that goes back and forth.
It's the amygdala.
Mine's stuck on.
Your amygdala is stuck on.
Yes.
And is there any way that you've ever heard of to flip that switch backwards?
No, not permanently. There is no cure. It will shorten my life by at least 20 years.
Okay, now I'm obviously no expert. I only, excuse me, have an AST degree in computer programming. So I'm not a psychiatrist. My knowledge only comes from educating myself and just being very interested in the topic of the brain and the body and mm-hmm. how things work and the physics and even the metaphysics of the mind and things like that. And so there. I don't know. I know that there are, for people whose amygdala works normally, mm-hmm. there is different mental techniques that you can learn
yes.
to exercise it, mm-hmm. to keep it flipped the way that it keeps the positive
Correct.
Chemical, meaning off.
Correct.
And releasing the positive chemicals mm-hmm. instead of the negative, which causes the fear flight. Well, you know, it's one of these things that the fear flight chemical is also what causes panic attacks.
Yes.
When we need those chemicals to kick in, they're a great thing. But when you don't, and then the panic attack happens, or the, as you point out, the reaction on the nerve ends of the burning from is what the chemical actually does if it's on all the time, on some level, I guess, because mm-hmm. panic attacks, I don't think, experience that kind of pain.
No.
But it's still that those chemicals are being released. And if somebody doesn't learn in the panic attack perspective, that they can stop those chemicals and work through those chemicals mm-hmm. to where then it trains the amygdala to not, under those whatever circumstances, kicked it in. Because
yes.
usually it's some kind of a circumstance. Even if somebody isn't aware of something, something might scare them. For instance, a lot of people, and I know you out there listeners have heard, and some of you may even experience it sometimes, marijuana gets you paranoid. I say it's because you think the cops might catch you, or your mom, depending on who you are.
No, I think it's because it's illegal that it
right.
causes us to be paranoid.
Exactly, because we don't want the cops to know
yeah.
we're high or possessing, things like that. So that alone will cause that chemical to be released.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody who doesn't understand that, who might not be used to it, or maybe not, they're not like me, that and I don't care kind of attitude, that chemical will be released, and then they'll experience it as the marijuana is doing it, when in fact it's the fear of being known to have marijuana that's
Correct.
Doing it, and they blame it on the marijuana itself. And if you can work through that and learn not to be afraid of the cops, to know what your rights are, to, I guess, relax with those
mm-hmm.
things, then those things will stop. Now, with the RSD, that's a different story.
Right. The relaxing, meditating.
Does it help?
It lowers the pain level, but it never, ever gets rid of it.
Huh. Well,
the only thing I've ever found that got rid of it?
Marijuana.
Correct.
Marijuana. Well, maybe we'll do some stuff. There's a Neil Slade. He is somebody who preaches the gospel of flipping the amygdala. Maybe you can study some of this stuff, and maybe it'll help with the meditation to do that and to try to flip it. And I think it's like any muscle. Maybe if unless it's damaged, which it can be damaged, mm-hmm. And then there's nothing you can do except for what, as and again, I study these things. I don't have no degree. This is a special on the brain that I saw on PBS. I say to all my friends that think I'm so smart, I just sound smart because I watch PBS all the time. You want to sound smart? Watch PBS. I know a lot, or you know, a little about a lot. But anyway, this study was on people who have damaged amygdalas,
mm-hmm.
and one of the girls had hers removed. She was having seizures of some sort, and when they removed it, it stopped the seizures, and it actually helped her. The only question that I had, and this was not part of the study with her anyway, with this experiment, was did it then stop emotion? Because it also has to do with emotion.
Yes, it does.
So I'm curious to know how she is today, and if she smiles, and if she, you know, things like that, because the amygdala controls all of that. Mm-hmm. Somebody who doesn't have a damaged or diseased amygdala, because that's obviously the situation from the RSD with yours, and there's actually one on either side,
mm-hmm.
left and right. Where's my thought going with that? I had my thought. Well, the emotions is what you can, with emotions, control it back and forth, and
mm-hmm.
but it can also control you.
Yes, it can.
Okay, and those are people that aren't, that don't have some sort of damage or a disease of some sort. So let's leave it with that for a minute. I want to roll up the next clip and then get back and talk more with Susan about not only what she's suffering with and how marijuana helps her, but just, you know, whatever you want to say.
Okay.
This is your day.
Thank
All right.
You.
Now, the song that I'm going to roll up is from Pharaoh, Lucy. And this is a live set from India. The song actually is from... They recorded this live in Indiana, and the song is called India. That was hurting my brain there for a minute. Okay, the song is India. It's live with, of course, Psycho D from the Ohms on his theremin. Do you know what a theremin is?
No, I don't.
The theremin is, uh-oh, my computer just died. Oops. Oh, well. My battery should have been holding more. Oh, well, we're going to wing it then, the rest of it. Anyway, the theremin is the weird electronic machine that was invented about the 40s, about the time you started hearing this in sci-fi. Ooh. It's this weird electronic device that Dr. Theremin, by the way, designed, and you don't touch it. It's got a wave of energy that goes from the top to the bottom, and when you stick your hand in the wave, it makes a sound. You
wow.
don't really touch the machine. You just touch the sound wave. And when you do that, he would perform with orchestras, and his wife was performing with orchestras. There's a whole documentary you can go on online, I'm sure, and find about Dr. Theremin. Anyway, Psycho D uses this not only in a band that he used to be in, Noctiluca, but the Ohms as well sometimes, and he performed it live with this band, Ferro Lucy, India, live from Indiana with Psycho D. They are one of the bands playing Ohms. Homestead this weekend, a really cool psychedelic song. It's Hemp Rock Radio here at WVQC LP. Low power to the people at 95.7 FM. I'm the Hemptress. I'm rolling up the pot and passing it over to Susan. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Thank you. Cincinnati musicians, interested in submitting your music to be included in our local music library? CDs can be mailed to WVQC at 1100 Ray Street, Cincinnati, Ohio 45202, 513-651-4171, extension 11, or email to wvqcprogramming@mediabridges.org. Radio edits only, please.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
Hey, I'm Willie Nelson, and I started the Teapot Party so we could tax, regulate, and legalize marijuana. If you lean a little to the left like us, please join us at facebook.com/teapotparty or through your local party, or start one in your area, and I like that one.
Hey, this is Willie, and you're going to be voting for a governor in your state, Kentucky, pretty quick. So think about Gatewood Galbraith, because he's my friend. I've known him a long time. He and I believe the same way about a whole lot of things, and I think you believe a lot of the same things that he does. So hear him out. Gatewood for governor. Thank you.
Hi. I'm Gatewood Galbraith, criminal law attorney and the last free man in America. You're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC.org, WVQCLP, Cincinnati 95.7 FM.
Thank you for that, Gatewood. Of course, it is WVQC. And if you're out there listening on the .org, thank you. We hope that you're out there driving around listening at 95.7. Great signal. I just want to say that because we've had some technical issues. Tower got hit by lightning a few weeks back and was messing it up, but we are clean and strong, so we thank everybody out there listening, including those that might be watching on TV. Did you know that you can watch us on TV, Susan?
I didn't know that.
Well, during the hours that there is no programming on, I believe, Channel 4 or 24 on Time Warner Cable, public access stations, when there's no programming, there's the calendar flashing with different things that people send in for events around the city and stuff. And the audio in the background is WVQC, so you could be listening live on the television. Isn't that cool? Well, anyway, now, so let's see. We have got 1:43 Eastern time here in Cincinnati. And so we've got a little bit of time left, and I want to go over some more things with Susan, of course, my very, very special guest, and talk about some of the things, your goals. And besides being a volunteer for the OMCA, let's talk about that for a minute, because some people might have missed the show with Teresa, because I know you know a lot more about it than I do on how their bill is going to work, the act, because it will actually be a constitutional amendment.
Correct.
I do remember that.
Yes.
So tell us some of the points that specifically draw you to that one, to volunteer for that group.
The patient protections are just so imperative for me to have. Protection for housing, protection for child custody. I have a granddaughter. I don't want to have her removed from me.
As she shouldn't be.
No. There's no reason she should be.
No.
I'm a perfectly capable... She's 7. She's wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Employment. Protections.
Yeah.
Just, there's so many protections in it. It's... not even funny.
And I do, I agree with you, because there are unscrupulous politicians who, for whatever reason, I don't want to say that they're corrupt and getting money in their pockets from, first of all, the drug testing industry,
Correct.
Number one. But, you know, there's other sources of people that can put money in their pockets. And I personally believe that this is what's going on. I think that the corrupt people have gotten in power. And if they weren't corrupted when they got the power, they became corrupted later, and that's why they're doing this stuff. But, you know, there's a guy here in Ohio that would like to push a law through legislation that if you're getting assistance, whether it be medical assistance, food stamp assistance, welfare assistance, because you're a mom that the guy isn't paying child support or whatever, you know, it doesn't matter, because that's another topic. But... if you need housing assistance, like Susan is saying, so for instance, if you need to go get a Section 8 house because in this economy you can't get a job and you got to raise your kids and get help, you will have to pee in a cup. And if you fail a drug test, you won't get that help. You'll be on the street. These guys, people, women, whoever they are, they would rather you be on the street with your children than in a home. And here's the issue. The guy says, well, you know, we don't want to give things to people like that that are using that money and those resources to buy marijuana. Well, let's say they're not. Let's say they get the Section 8, they have their apartment, and their friend comes over and gets them high because they're really stressed out or they have RSD and need help, or just for whatever reason, their friend gets them high. Mm-hmm. Or maybe they do that before they go get their test. Mm-hmm. They didn't buy the marijuana. They didn't pay for it. So where's the logic in that? It's not taking anything away from anybody.
There is no logic in it.
Except that I think the guy's lining his pockets with people from the drug test industry. I think
Correct.
That, you know, they are a booming business. And the only way to keep their bottom line growing is to get more people to drug test.
Mm-hmm. Most drugs are out of your system within 3 days, except cannabis.
Except cannabis, that's right.
And it's...
Yeah. Now, for those of you that don't know, saliva test is 18 to 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So we could smoke today and pass a saliva test tomorrow.
Correct.
Now, you know, this is off the record. I think that's why Kroger's does saliva tests, because they know that. They know that they would lose over half of their employees. And other people out there wouldn't be able to do the job.
Or want to.
Or want to. Yeah, I grew up in the grocery industry, so I know exactly what it's like. And it's a rough business, but you can certainly... And see, this is what people don't understand. They don't want people getting high before or during work or whatever. They don't realize, the people that don't get high don't realize that some people actually do better work when they're high.
Correct.
People that have ADHD,
mm-hmm.
people that are in pain, they can withstand the job longer because they're not in as much pain because
Correct.
They're using their medicine. Where is it any different from taking... well, let's use ibuprofen, okay? I have a bottle. It's not mine. My son has a bottle of ibuprofen at home, 800s.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you think ibuprofen. Now, you can take four of the 200 milligrams off the counter and get the same effect.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, did you know that if you look at the bottle of the 800s, it says, do not work machinery or drive a car because it can make you sleepy?
Mm-hmm.
This is ibuprofen, folks. How many people have ever thought about that you take ibuprofen and get sleepy? But it says it on the bottle.
I worked on over 50 milligrams of methadone a day.
Wow.
Worked 40 hours a week.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's kind of like smoking opium all day long.
Yeah. Except it hadn't... I was perfectly fine.
Yeah. And that's what people don't understand that don't smoke marijuana. If you're a regular user, especially for medical, it has a tendency to work towards the pain instead of the buzz.
Correct.
That what people think is a buzz is really that pain relief, euphoria.
Mm-hmm.
And it does. Now, I'm not going to say that there isn't some pot out there that if you smoke enough of it, you're not going to go, man, I need to go sit down. Because there is.
There's.
Well, that's why we need this industry to grow the right way. Because then we know. Sativas wake us up,
mm-hmm.
and indicas put us to sleep. And that's one reason why they've started crossing them, because as you know, as a pain patient, mm-hmm. indicas can help your pain, but make you sleepy a little mm-hmm. bit. So if you do a cross between the sativa that wakes you up, you're up, and you have your pain relief.
At least a 60-40 indica.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the best.
Yeah. And so that's what people don't understand. And they need to know, because that's really what it's about, is knowing what your medicine is. Mm-hmm. Isn't that really what the doctor is about? Or the caregiver or whoever it is that knows about the plant. So, you know, obviously there are going to be people that don't use marijuana, that if their doctor then said, you know, we have this thing now where I'm looking at my hand as if I'm the doctor, like my paper. We have this new law now that says I can tell you that you have these options out here for different medical things. So I think that maybe this marijuana might help you as a patient. Mm-hmm. And but we need to know what your issues really are and mm-hmm. which one of these things that I have here will help you in your different issues. Because there really is differences. There's different chemicals. There's over 250 chemicals in the plant itself, each of them, and to different varying degrees in the different kinds.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is something that I didn't know that I learned recently. You know, we now synonymous sativas with the up, the indicas with the more medicated, meditative. And sativa literally means, in the plant language, to cultivate. So you'll see the name sativa with other plants. It doesn't have any connection to cannabis mm-hmm. except that it means to cultivate those plants. So literally it means in Latin to cultivate cannabis. Indica means from India.
Mm-hmm.
So now if you didn't know Thomas Jefferson, you can thank Tom for smuggling in the Indian hemp seed because it was a different strain and he wanted to bring that in. But at the time, this country did have a law. You were only allowed to have the sativa variety from Europe. You could not grow the indica or the India version. So Thomas Jefferson smuggled it in, and now we have it all. And so we can thank Tom for bringing in that other strain, and that is really what the indica means. And it just so happens, though, that the European variety that we also brought to the Indians and traded for tobacco from them so happens has more THC, a little bit less CBDs, which mm-hmm. is the more medicated chemical, whereas the Indian strain has more of the CBDs and just a little bit less of the THC.
Mm-hmm.
But not necessarily. They can still have really high, but just a different balance. And correct. That's what brings in the different stuff and the different pain relief or whatever the issue. For somebody who's ADHD, probably the sativas might work.
Mm-hmm.
Same concept as giving somebody Ritalin. And that goes to one of the stories, see, that I just had opened that we lost on my computer. 10-year-old boy hung himself while he was using Ritalin and other drugs.
Synthetic cocaine.
Yeah. And I'm not opposed to cocaine. I think it should be used properly, though.
Yes. Definitely should be used properly.
Yeah. Now, here's why it works. Why even... now, we know that cannabis helps asthma, but mm-hmm. here's why cocaine can help asthma. Again, here goes PBS. See, I love PBS, guys. You know, what can I say? You want to help them, too, because Congress would like to cut them out. There's been numerous shows I've seen in the last couple of weeks that traveling shows and different stuff where they're down in Peru and in the Andes and different places like that. And the hosts that are traveling can't breathe when they get to 10, 11,000 feet. Mm-hmm. And the locals are giving them cocaine leaves going here. And they never once, they just call it the coca leaf.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what the ancients have used to withstand the heights of our levels here. And the guys are, you know, eating this, or, you know, eating it and different stuff and telling, oh, this wonderful plant that's been around for years, this coca plant, it helps them with their breathing up here. Never once did any of them say, and in America, it's known as cocaine. Not once.
No.
The point, though, is it is their sacred plant, and that is why, because it is a medical phenomenon that if you eat cocaine, it will help you breathe in higher levels of elevation.
Yes, it will.
And that is why the Mayans, the Aztecs, the Incas, and all of them could withstand the levels mm-hmm. of the mountaintops where they were at. So it's amazing how these plants of all sorts do things, and we've got these idiot white guys that are power hungry. controlling. I say this, I'm not the only one that says it. We have a drug war because of corrupt people.
Yes, we do.
The mob is running our government, and the mob is the drug dealers. So why would they want to legalize what they're making billions of dollars off of under the table?
The CIA's bringing it in.
They are ran by the mob. Now, do I mean the Italian people? No, I mean whoever the corrupt people are that are organized crime. And they mm-hmm. come in many sizes, shapes, colors, and ethnicities. They're all just corrupt. It doesn't matter what color they are anymore. Money, green corrupts all colors.
Yes, it does.
And so this is not a disparage on anybody other than crooks, criminals who are in our government. And so now we've got about 5 minutes left. So let's talk a little bit more about what you did over the weekend and what some of the things are you would like to see here in Ohio in the future, Susan.
Well, actually, I'm currently the vice president for a group called Cannabis Village. Cannabis Village.
Okay.
We are not an official organization. We collect no dues, membership fees. We don't even have a membership. We just want volunteers to come out and help us educate the public.
Wonderful.
We do.
So your village is wherever you go?
Yes, it is.
Fantastic.
Eventually, we'll have one somewhere, but not right now.
Hopefully, it's America.
Yes, it will be in America.
Hopefully, it's just the whole country is the Cannabis Village.
But we do different brochures, like facts and myths brochures for people that are against cannabis. I've done a book of all the medical conditions on how cannabis can help them, and we take those out and stand in front of, we did the state fair this year.
Wow.
We did a couple of events up in Columbus, and we'd like to expand the group to every county in the state.
Absolutely.
Because with the election coming up, we need foot soldiers out there to educate everybody.
That's absolutely true. So now, so this is based in Ohio, or is
yes,
there...
No, it's based in Ohio.
Okay.
It was started up in Columbus.
Okay.
And I happened to meet the gentleman, Casey, that started
it. I know Casey. Yep. Casey started that. Wonderful.
Yeah, he did.
And wonderful.
We're having a wonderful time doing it.
That is fantastic.
We do events up in Columbus every 2 weeks, and we like to start in other counties.
That is fantastic. So basically, you go to different events, and you get your literature out, and it's an educational thing,
mm-hmm.
and spreading the word.
Correct.
Fantastic. Now, has Casey or anybody in the group been able to get a website together?
Yes, we do. At cannabisvillage.tv. We're currently changing it, revamping the whole thing, so you might have to click on a link to go to the temporary site, but it was supposed to be up today. I haven't been on my computer today, so I don't know if it's up yet.
Well, let's make sure that it is, and then as soon as it is, I will get it linked to Hemp Rock and the WEED.
Oh, thank you.
Definitely.
And if anybody would like to come out and volunteer with us, you can contact me on Facebook. I'm Mima Gop, M-E-M-A-G-O-P. And or at Cannabis Village, I have to read it because I never email it. Cannavilla@facebook.com.
Fantastic.
You can just send us an email there.
That is fantastic. Well, unfortunately, we are almost to the top of the hour, and I got to get an out song going. So let's plan to have you back in, because you're welcome to come down and help out anytime you want. By the way, before I forget, read that thing right there that I gave you for Gatewood.
Okay. Please forgive me, I'm not wearing my glasses.
Me either.
So, join us for an evening with Gatewood Galbraith and Dee Riley, independent candidates for governor and lieutenant governor of Kentucky, on Wednesday, August 24th, 2011 at 7 p.m. at the home of Chris and Terry Kelly, 435 West 3rd Street, Lexington, Kentucky. Enjoy music, food, beverages. Meet the last free man in America. Donations gratefully accepted. Fundraising sponsors are Chris and Terry Kelly, Gerald and Louise Ward, Ward Childress and Denise Smith, Robert Sanders and Jennifer Broad. I'm sorry for Jennifer for murdering your name. Show your support for the future of Kentucky, and please support Galbraith.
That's right. You can go to gatewood.com, get all the information on what's going on. Again, that is a fundraiser this Wednesday. I'll talk about it again tomorrow, of course. And we are ready for the next show with Jay All Day with Cincinnati's Conscience. She is in the house. Susan, thank you so much for coming down. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Can't wait for you to come down again. And I hope it's, you know, you can maybe make a regular thing of it. Always like to
Definitely.
Have guests in the studio to help banter back and forth and maybe do some copy. You never know. But, of course, we will be back tomorrow, same time, same place, 1 to 3, though, Eastern, here in Cincinnati. Our guest again is Elementary Dave from the Ohms. Don't forget Olmsted this weekend also, and jweedman.com, and hopefully Osh with his story from Seattle Hemp Fest. I'm the Happy Hemptress. I'm rolling down the pot. I'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, Hemp Rockers, this is Chef Pottenhash, the Pottsbury Dope Boy. I was just reading my newly released cookbook. the first book ever released by Hemp Rock Publishing, Cooking with Cannabis and Other Psychedelics, by Chef Matt Inman, a.k.a. Chef Pot and Hash of the Hemp Rock Cafe and Pottsbury Bakery. Now available from the Pottsbury Bakery or the Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP or 513-684-4367.
This has been the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress, the Burn Man, and the Pottsbury Dope Boy Pot and Hash. Hemp Rock Radio airs Mondays and Tuesdays from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern on WBQC-LP. Find Hemp Rock Radio archives at weedradionetwork.com.
Watch Hemp Rock TV on Northern Kentucky's Insight Cable Channel 21, Cincinnati's Time Warner Cable Channel 4 and 24, and now online at weedradionetwork.com.
You can join the Hemp Rockers list at HempRock.com and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP. To help end Cincinnati's harmful marijuana ordinance, please visit CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. That's CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. Hemp Rock Radio, the Pottsbury Bakery, and Hemp Rock Cafe are brought to you by Hemp Rock Productions. Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio and Radio Free Queen City, a member of Media Bridges Community Media Center on 95.7 FM WVQC-LP Cincinnati. WVQC-LP broadcasts from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios. You can listen online, become a member, and support the station at WVQC.org. Coming up next on WBQC-LP is Jay All Day with Cincinnati's Conscience, where hippie meets the hood.